Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on a Monday morning, talking today in this next segment with John Cox. He's the new superintendent up at USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Schools. Good to have you on, John.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on. Of course, we missed having you here last week. Glad we could squeeze you in here this morning, though, because it is so important to hear from our local school districts. And just wanted to kind of get an update on how the school year has been going for you so far, as we're, now about a month in?
Yeah, we're about a month into this, and, you know, it's going really well, considering all of the things that we're dealing with on a daily basis. And I'm so proud of our kids for managing and handling all of the things that they have to deal with COVID and getting in school. We have a handful of kids who are remote learning, and it's working out well for us to do that. The kids are learning just equally as well as the kids in the classroom. That being said, that all comes down to the students at home engaging with the teacher and the class. But the classes that I've been in to observe, I've been very pleased with seeing the interactions that go on.
You know, and know that there's so many challenges that this is presenting here. And your school district, I know last month had some folks test positive for the virus. And I imagine that's probably cleared up at this point.
Well, I would like to say yes, that it has cleared up, and our original cases have cleared up. But it's the domino theory. And now that we've had some cases, it's just when is the next one going to go? We're doing very well at managing the cases. Once we realize that we have a positive case, the families, the school, the kids, we get them isolated as quickly as possible. We sanitize the areas that we can trace them back to. But we continue to battle every day. We brought on an evening part-time custodian to help clean and sanitize all of our buildings three times a week to help ensure that we're getting all of the areas clean. You know, with COVID, every day for me is a learning opportunity, and I've shared this numerous times with people. And I know that it's frustrating for parents, because, you know, they just don't know probably all of the terminology and what it means. And so in preparing for today's segment, I wanted to kind of give some information, if that would be all right, about isolation and quarantine.
Absolutely, yeah. Go ahead.
So what I've learned and what we're using here in Blue Valley based on the Riley County Health Department is if someone comes down with is a positive case, then obviously that they are quarantined for 10 days, and that's the guidance that we've been given, and then up to 72 hours symptom-free. So if they're symptom-free on day five, when their quarantine is over, or I'm sorry, when their isolation is over on day 10, then on day 11 they get to come back. But if on day 10 they still have symptoms, they still have to be isolated for that 72 hours until they're symptom-free. On the quarantine side of things, if you're a contact of a positive case, and that means that you're in their 6 feet social distancing bubble for longer than 10 minutes, then you would be considered a close contact. Well, then you're quarantined for 14 days from that contact. The thing that really has tripped up some families is that if you're a family member of a positive case, you are isolated with that positive case for the 10 days. Then your 14-day quarantine starts after that. So that's the thing that we've had to educate our community on, and it's been the toughest thing to deal with because it's just not communicated well. And so we're trying to get the information out and share it as openly as possible, and that's why having that information on your show today was important for us. So it's just a matter of educating and keeping the positive cases isolated.
Yeah, so important because it is amazing how quickly this virus spreads. And, you know, you guys have seen that firsthand, I know. And it makes it challenging because in a school environment, you're kind of a small community and in a sense. And you got a lot going on, not just school, but you got activities and you got sports. And you want to make sure that those can all continue.
That's exactly right. And it comes down to everybody doing their part. You know, as a school, we can do everything right. And somebody just makes a choice over a weekend, and it creates havoc for us throughout the rest of the week trying to figure out who was with who and all of those things. But it's something that we do just to make sure that we can isolate those contacts and continue to have schools open. You know, it's a blessing for us to be able to come to school every day and to have the activities that we've had so far. Last Friday was our first home football game. The outcome was not what we expected, but it was such a joy to watch the kids be out there playing and the families interacting while socially distancing on our football stadium area. So it was really a good experience. And that's the one thing that I want to reiterate is that we all have to do our part wearing masks, sanitizing our hands, and social distancing as best we can so that we can slow the spread and eventually stop it from spreading here.
Yeah, we're speaking with John Cox, superintendent at Blue Valley Schools here, USD 384. I know we had your partner on here the other day, Cliff Williams over at Riley County. He talked a little bit about enrollment, and I'm curious if you've had a chance to look at those numbers yet after the September 20th count day.
Yes, Brandon. We had an opportunity to look at that, and you know, our numbers are down slightly, and that was kind of an expected thing with COVID. But also, our senior class has three students in it. When I took the job, I asked, you know, why our senior class was so small. And I was told that from the time that they were in kindergarten together all through their senior year, that's been the number of kids in the class. There were, you know, kids that have come and gone for that senior class, but the core group of kids have all stayed the same. And so there was no real explanation as to why it was just, you know, that group of kids, but it has been small. So next year, we hope that with all of our numbers in the other classes looking up, next year, we hope to have our enrollment up more than it was last year. And statistically, if you look at the data, that's what it shows.
So a class of three, is that highly unusual in a school that size?
Yes, and that it threw me a little bit when I first found out the class size, and nobody really has an explanation as to why. It was just that class that year, and they've become very close, connected to each other, and it really is an unusual thing.
That's interesting. Compared to the other classes, like what's your junior class, sophomore class have in it?
A junior class has approximately 18, 20 kids. And all the way down, our class sizes range from 16 to 22 kids.
Okay. I've seen some of this in some very rural districts. I know Randolph's small, but that is crazy. Three people.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, when I like I said, when I first took the job and I started looking at the data, I thought, well, you know, it was an unusual situation. But as I've learned, you know, the families here are very well connected, and everybody knows everybody. And that's the same story that I've gotten is that, you know, for that particular year, we have 3 to 5 students, and that's what we continue to have. And it's been good because they have a bond that, as they grow, will be hard to break.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, that's a neat story right there in itself. As far as other announcements here, do you have anything coming up on the next school board meeting that you want to pass along or anything like that?
Well, we've got some upcoming dates and some upcoming events. Like I said, we had our first football game last week. This next week, coming up this Friday, we will be playing football again. We had an opening in our schedule, and we looked for different games, and it was we tried to get a game with another school district. For one reason or another, it fell through. But Rawlins County, which is way out west, has agreed to play us, and so we will be playing at home this Friday. And because they're so far away, we've moved our game start time up to 6 o'clock to accommodate the travel distance for them. We will not have school on the 16th, as it will be the end of our first 9 weeks. As unbelievable as that is to think about, it's amazing that we've made it that far, and with the struggles that we've had. And I give that all that credit to our teachers and to our students. They're amazing professionals, and the kids have adapted well. And so I'm so thankful that we've made it for the first 9 weeks, and it'll be nice to take that day and just kind of reflect on what's gone well. We have parent-teacher conferences coming up in October on the 22nd and the 26th of October from 4 to 8. So traditionally, we've had conferences in-house, but because of COVID and all of the things that we have to do safety-wise, we're going to do virtual conferences this year. And I've asked that the staff members reach out to the parents and schedule those accordingly. And if you haven't been contacted already, over the next couple of weeks, you'll start hearing from the teachers to schedule those conferences. I'm looking forward to seeing how this process works. You know, traditionally, we would sit and talk with the parents. It's a great way to interact with them, but obviously we can't do that just yet. I wanted to remind our parents that our kids are eating free lunches at this point. We've applied for the grant from the USDA, and all the students in USD 384 get to eat free breakfast and lunch until December 31st or until the money in the grant runs out, whichever comes first. Either way, we'll notify families again and let them know that the program is working to fix the situation and to continue to pay. If there are any questions, you can call our office, and we'll be happy to share any of that information with you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, John, we appreciate you coming on with us here this morning, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right, thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. John Cox again, Superintendent, Blue Valley Schools here in Riley County. We'll come back with more in focus after this.